I feel that mental health is something that is not discussed that often, and it's very, how should I say, unnerving to people because they're not familiar with what is all involved in it, and they're not educated as what the symptoms and the diagnosis and the medication and all, what's all involved in mental illness, because there is quite a bit that is in the mental health area. It's just not the symptoms and the cure. There's more to it. When I was first diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic, I was living in South Wyandotte in a rooming house, and I started hallucinating and hearing voices, and started lashing out. I was tearing the walls. I was hitting walls, and the police came and got me, and they put me in handcuffs and shackles. That's how bad I was. I was in foot and hand cuffs and shackles. That's how I got taken to Wyandotte Hospital for an evaluation. From there, I went to Northville. At Northville, I was there for 3-4 months, and being a veteran of the Navy, I got an honorable discharge before I got sick. I made it through the service without being ill. I got sick afterward when I was 45 because of alcohol. And when I was admitted to Northville, I asked to go to Battle Creek for detox to get off the alcohol. And they took me off of all medication altogether, all my psychotropics, everything. And that was a 14-day course. And my father got sick, so I asked for an early release so I could come back to Detroit area and see my father, but they didn't give me any follow-up medication, so I got sick the second time. But each time I was in Northville, I was there for 6 months. And it was rough, yes, but I feel that they had to be rough in order for it to have any benefit. And what that Northville, as bad as it was, is better than what they have today. Putting mental patients in the prisons is not the answer. That is not the place for mental patients. And I feel as bad as Northville was, it was still better than what they have today.